This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Yesterday, I looked at the topic of disappointment and I said that we all face various kinds of disappointments. They come in all shapes and sizes. It's amazing. Some people have faced awful things like incurable disease, afflictions, and yet these same people have known peace and strength in their spirit. And I think that our greatest enemy is not disease so much, but despair. People really do despair. But you know, the Lord says to us, don't despair. It's not something that we can manufacture ourselves or just by saying it. But it's ours as we put faith in the God revealed by Jesus Christ who helps us through those difficult days. And did you know that with his divine help, setbacks can actually become stepping stones to growth and maturity rather than being stumbling blocks? And the question that is often asked is, how do you handle disappointments when they come? I heard about a man who was hopeful of getting a new job. He'd been through the application process. Two other people had been interviewed, but he was very confident. In fact, he had signs that he would get the job. So he and his wife were so hopeful. They enrolled their daughter into a new school, and all this had been arranged. And then he got the word a younger person had been chosen, and the man was just devastated. He was so hurt and disappointed at being overlooked. Now, that's disappointment. And there's another story in the Bible of two men who were extremely disappointed. And Luke tells us of two of the followers of Jesus who were walking towards Emmaus. And these two men were very sad at what had happened. Jesus had been taken to Calvary. He'd died on the cross and was actually crucified there on the cross. They had no idea, a couple of days later, who this stranger was that walked with them. It was the risen Jesus. And while we usually connect that story to Easter, there's a similarity here about disappointment. The two men had been greatly disappointed. They'd believed that Jesus, this great miracle worker from Galilee, the long-awaited Messiah, and they believed the kingdom of God was about to come into their life like a wine from a pierced wineskin, so to speak. But here it was. It all fell apart. Jesus had been crucified. His followers had run away. And the whole situation had appeared to change dramatically. The Savior was dead. The Christian movement, they thought, was over. So here they were, walking along, dragging their feet towards home, a few miles away from Jerusalem. They must have looked awful, disillusioned, dispirited, and their hope had been nailed to the cross with Jesus. And then suddenly, we read in the Bible, Jesus appeared and walked with them. It was near dusk, and obviously they didn't know who he was. He asked, "Why are you so dejected?" And they were looking downwards, probably at this dusty road. Surely, they said, "You're the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard. Jesus was crucified 3 days ago. We thought he'd be the one to liberate Israel. Now, all he is dead." And then Jesus took the scriptures and showed them what they all meant, what the scriptures meant about himself, that he would die and then he would be risen from the dead. He would raise from the grave. Well, wouldn't you like to have heard that lesson that evening? It would have been probably the greatest Bible lesson of all time. They should have known the scriptures. Perhaps they'd forgotten because of their disappointment. But the verses from the Bible were really and are rich in truth and revelation and understanding. And today, we sometimes forget how deep these verses from the Bible are, how they speak. And here we are centuries later, but it's still God's inspired word. So what I'm saying today is there's always a verse from the Bible to help in our time of disappointment. It happens time and time again because people are wanting some answers. "Didn't our hearts burn within us," they said, as we walked together on the road. Wasn't it wonderful? They'd had that wonderful experience with Jesus. So there it is. If you're wanting to deal with disappointment, look to the scriptures and understand what Jesus is saying to you. Jesus, in fact, was invited to say a prayer of blessing with these two men. They invited him to stay the night with them, and they recognized him. And there it was, a wonderful story from the scriptures. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that in spite of our disappointments, you enable us to face those disappointments. Your faithfulness, Lord, reaches the clouds. It's so enormous, and we want to praise you. For you are at our right hand, Lord. You strengthen us, and you lighten up our life. Thank you. In the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.